Can graphite cool down electronics? Simulation software can tell us. Electronics are becoming smaller, more efficient and more powerful. To keep up with these demands, engineers face more complex challenges that can only be overcome through rigorous trial and testing. This is where GraphTech International, GraphTech, comes in. The company's work with graphite products was featured in the September issue of Multiphysics Simulation, a magazine dedicated to sharing stories about companies who use mathematical models and numerical simulations to optimize engineering processes. The magazine is sponsored by the Swedish software company, the Comsol Group. GraphTech provides carbon and graphite solutions for a variety of thermal management applications from large-scale furnaces to smartphones. Using simulation software, the company discovered just how much potential the carbon-based material has for these types of applications. Graphite is a little too good for modeling. Graphite is becoming the new wonder material in the world of electronics. Depending on how it is manufactured, it can have significant hardness and strength. Engineers are also able to create highly complex shapes from graphite. Being able to morph your product into any shape may be good for engineering design, but difficult when you try to model its ability to transfer heat. Using Comsol Multiphysics software, engineers at GraphTech are designing graphite foil for electronic devices and testing them under dynamic thermal mechanical electrical loads. The company is also building on the mathematical models behind the software to better evaluate graphite's anisotropic heat transfer behavior. One example of the thermal management wonders of graphite. In one example of a project under GraphTech, engineers created a product called GraphShield. The invention is a carbon-bonded graphite insulation layer that is applied to prevent temperatures from exceeding 100 degrees Celsius, 212 degrees Fahrenheit, with water-cooled induction coils. The challenge: it had to be thick enough to insulate the coils adequately while also thin enough to prevent interference with the current running through the coils. This was a job that required careful simulation modeling. Other stories featured in the September 2016 issue of Multiphysics Simulation include improving the safety of medical implant devices, optimizing laser welding for the automotive industry, and advancing research in acoustics metamaterials. To learn more about GraphTech International's other projects, visit its website.